There, who are these people?
This is Ken Jakes, communications director, and Julie Johnson, senior communications manager at Center for International Private Enterprise. any one of their stories seem to really
Let's get a story or two more.
Well, I really liked Ellie Webb from Papua New Guinea. She works on a site project over there, but she talked a lot about what it's like to be a woman in Papua New Guinea, and that was really fascinating, just how difficult it is there, difficult environment, the incredibly high incidence of sexual assault, how difficult it is to open a business. And I thought she, didn't you think, Ken, also
she
had
very
interesting, talking from just a personal perspective about what they're trying to do in PNG.
She's half Australian, like somebody else
which
I know.
Which is another reason she's fantastic.
She likes Vegemite.
She's a favorite.
Did
she
like Vegemite?
Yeah, she was a favorite guest of mine. What about you, Ken?
A recent one was Christian Carl.
Oh, he was fabulous.
Editor from the Washington Post.
Yeah.
And I like that in particular because...
Let me stop you real quick. Was that pretty surreal when he came in? Like, we have a Washington Post is coming on our show?
No.
Didn't even think about it?
No. Well, I used to be a reporter.
Because you're a rock star now.
I used to be a reporter myself. And that's what made it fun for me.
Yeah.
Is we talked about reporter stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And how... The industry is perceived, especially now with all this fake news stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the role of the press, especially in what we're really trying to get across, which is, you know, how democracy really is under siege these days. And it's the same thing that he sees as well. It's one of my favorite ones.
Really interesting. Another one I really liked was... And I feel terrible because his name's just escaped me for a moment. But he,
you can look it up. Would
yeah,
you
we
like
can look it
look
up
it
on
up.
There.
Let's look
He's
it up.
From Italy, and he lost his
he
job.
Great.
He's a whistleblower who lost his job in Italy for. You were there, Blake.
You
for
were
that
there.
One.
Okay, that, you
yeah, that's
right.
why. Yeah. And he lost his job because he basically was a whistleblower who called out the president. I think it was of
the
company
president.
For spending, you know,
was
company's money
was
on private.
He was stealing money.